Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we debate issues such as same-sex marriage, divorce, and parental rights, the question that keeps coming to the forefront is, why should government be involved? Family matters are deeply personal and private. Why should government be able to dictate what a family looks like or who can marry whom? These are fair questions, but the fact that we're asking them proves that we've forgotten the purpose of marriage. First and foremost, those of us who are believers in Christ recognize marriage as an institution ordained by God and a type of the relationship between Christ and His bride, the Church. But that doesn't get at government's role in regulating marriage. So why should government be allowed to say who can marry whom? Why is marriage only between one man and one woman and not between four or five people? Why a man and a woman and not two men? Why can't I marry whomever I want? The fact that we're asking these questions is a result of the fact that we belong to the me generation. It's all about me and my wants and my wishes and my opinion, my right to privacy. We're an entire generation of Americans who figuratively stand in the middle of the street like five-year-olds with our hands on our hips, yelling defiantly to God and our government and our fellow citizens, "You're not the boss of me." And while it's true to some extent, and government frequently strays into areas that it shouldn't, it's also true that we're not islands unto ourselves, and in a society joined together under a constitution, our actions do affect our fellow citizens, and where the actions of individuals affect the good of the whole, government has a vested interest. It's time to remember that marriage, as God ordained it, has the power to protect citizens far better than government, create wealth far better than government, provide individuals with a much higher standard of living than government ever could, and provide for the long-term stability of society. The simple act of government encouraging couples to marry before they have kids and to remain married does much more for the health of society and at a much cheaper cost than government could ever dream of doing. It's time to grow up and break out of this me generation mentality. Every day in the Capitol, we see politicians pass laws that harm families and then create programs and subsidies to mitigate the damage caused by weakening families in the first place. The bottom line is that government's interest in marriage is the long-term strength of our society itself. Study after study proves that stable marriages produce children that are physically and mentally healthier, better educated, wealthier, and less likely to have children out of wedlock or wind up in prison. Spouses in a stable marriage are physically and mentally healthier, they live longer, and have a much higher standard of living than those who have never been married or who have gotten divorced. Marriage keeps individuals and kids off of welfare and government health care, thereby reducing the taxes necessary to sustain them, and also produces kids who statistically wind up with higher paying jobs and contribute more in taxes. So the next time someone asks why government should regulate and encourage marriage, the answer is simple: for the good of society. The marriage model was ordained by God, it's proven itself over millennia, and it's the one thing that produces the strongest citizens by every measure for the next generation. At this time more than ever, marriage should be reinforced, not redefined. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.